Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is investigating a deadly weekend crash in DeKalb County on Sand Mountain. Troopers say the wreck happened about 4:20 Saturday morning on Alabama Highway 75 near mile marker 76. According to ALEA, a Toyota Tacoma collided with a Dodge Dakota pickup. The driver of the Dodge, 19-year-old Noah C. Parr of Dawson, pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the Toyota taken to a hospital for treatment. No other details have been released at this time. The crash under investigation by ALEA. A Gordon Lee High School student is in the hospital following a golf cart crash in Chickamauga on Saturday night. Walker County Sheriff Steve Wilson says the crash happened about 6 p.m., involved several students. All of those were taken to the hospital. Sheriff Wilson said as of yesterday, all but one had been released. 15-year-old Will Nave remains hospitalized and underwent brain surgery following the crash, that according to a fundraising page established by his family. The family says Nave faces an uncertain recovery. They're asking the community for prayers and support as medical expenses continue to grow. Chickamauga police and the GSP are investigating. No additional details about what caused the accident have been released. There's a new sheriff in Marion County. Chris Webb officially sworn into office on Saturday, taking the oath to serve as Marion County Sheriff. Webb starts his term with 33 years of law enforcement experience. Following the ceremony, he thanked the public for placing its trust in him and said he was honored to have family and friends there for the occasion. The ceremony also included a special family connection. Webb received the sheriff's badge previously worn by his father while he was in office. Webb said he would wear it with pride until he gets his own. A Walker County man arrested following a GBI investigation of child exploitation charges. The GBI says 36-year-old Nathan Aldrich of Rossville charged with two counts of sexual exploitation of children. The investigation started in February of last year when the GBI's Child Exploitation and Computer Crimes Unit opened up what it described as a proactive investigation into the online possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. Investigators say the case eventually led agents to Aldrich's home in Rossville. He was arrested on Thursday the 27th, booked into the Walker County Jail. Records show he was released on Friday on a $20,000 bond. The Walker County Sheriff's Office and the GBI's Calhoun Regional Investigative Office assisted in the investigation. It's part of an ongoing effort by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Also in Walker County, officials have started work on potential new regulations governing data center development. The county's Data Center Development Standards Study Committee held their first meeting late last week with more than 40 residents attending. Planning and Zoning Director John Persley told the committee Walker County currently has no ordinances specifically regulating data centers. County staff has been researching regulations used in other Georgia communities since way back in March. Much of the discussion focused on electricity and water use, including the possibility of requiring closed-loop cooling systems, setting water use thresholds, and considering higher utility rates when major infrastructure improvements are needed. The committee also discussed protections for nearby homeowners, including possibly increasing commercial to residential setbacks from the current 50 to 200 feet, adding green space, and requiring continuous noise monitoring. Tax incentives were also another major issue. No regulations were adopted. The committee is gathering information at this time. Their next meeting set for September the 10th at the Walker County Civic Center. In sports, the Braves are on a roll. Atlanta completed a three-game weekend sweep of the Colorado Rockies with a 3-2 10-inning win at Truist Park yesterday. Of course, that makes six in a row at home now for the Braves. They're right back at Truist Park tonight for a single makeup game against the San Francisco Giants. Then it's on to Washington for an odd two-game series here in the middle of the week. Braves Radio Network coverage of that Giants game starts at 4:50 this afternoon. The first pitch at 6:05. We'll have all the action for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date around the clock 24/7 on our website at discoverday.com and here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.